Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Late night there, Jay. I'm stumbling all over my
shit. That's okay, man. You're right. We had a great late event, night.
Man. It was an awesome event.
Yeah, no, nice stuff last night. It really was at Plantation Walk. You know, I haven't been over there that much. Used to be a big fancy mall, and that didn't work out. But boy, they've got some great places over there. Tabacón, did I hit that right? Tabacón,
yeah.
Tabacón.
You're close.
What a place.
You ran up quite a bill, you should know. You're the best, man. You just throw your card down and let her rip. I love it.
You know, Woody, there's no reason for anybody to know that. That's not... By the way, all the guys who were there last night, it was great. Sponsors that they get involved, and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, to Anthony Caliendo, the main man, and Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, all there last night. Got to spend some good time with those guys, and appreciate those guys being there. And everybody came out. Everybody came out there and had a story and had a drink and a few nice hours to be with it. And boy, that area, if you haven't been out there, it's really nice, and including the owners of the place were great. Really enjoyed it. Ozzy and his family and the father, the whole group, man. Got a chance to talk to them. They're going old school too, man. They're going back to Miami Lakes when everybody was living in Miami Lakes, close to where we used to practice. So pretty fun stuff last night. A lot of old stories, and we got some new stories to get to. It's kind of a weird one, and we got Cam Ward and the Canes getting ready for a huge game, man. Huge game. Got to win these next two, and it starts Saturday at 12 o'clock against Wake Forest. And I just say this. If you haven't seen the Cam Ward story, and he's going to be one of the top picks in the draft, you got to go out and see why he's going to be one of the top picks in the draft if you've only seen a couple of highlights. And by the way, a huge game. Not a huge game for Wake Forest. My God, they're 4-6. It's a big game for the Canes to get to 10-1, and then it all comes down to that Syracuse game on the road. You win, you're in. You're an ACC championship game. So
that's the team that's going to be playing for something. By the way, that Syracuse team.
Yes, they got.
I know Wake Forest is not. Team. Well, I guess Wake Forest could theoretically make a bowl game.
Yeah, no, they can. You're right. I had to think about it. They get to 6-6 and be bowl eligible for one of those. Listen, man.
I think you can get in at 5. The problem is these bowl games are so unbelievably bad now.
6 wins, I believe.
But you have teams that opt out now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you actually see teams opt out because they don't want to play in these games.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. One of them, like Florida State deciding to come down here after the going undefeated and losing their quarterback.
That was a disaster.
And all those guys were getting ready. About half those guys that got drafted, most of them said, "We're gonna pass on this. This game's got no meaning to it. We're not where we should be in the playoffs." So they went and got ready, and they got hammered.
Yeah. So speaking of Syracuse, last year was the Boca Bowl. You know, they play at FAU Stadium. They played my school, South Florida, and I actually went up to that game, and a guy wearing number 89 was the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I remember that. God, that's right.
It was a tight end. And they didn't. Every quarterback on their roster had opted out.
Well,
what are we doing here?
Guys are going, hey, there's no reason for me to play. And then you got to try to talk. Look what the Canes did. They had to try to talk a guy into staying at the quarterback position too. Like, hey, can you stay? Or we don't have anybody.
That's why it is such a huge deal here for Miami to get into this playoff, man. Like, you cannot waste a season with Cam Ward.
Nope.
You got one shot here with this guy.
I can, again, be fun. It'd be a fun watch at noon.
Kind of looking ahead there.
Hard Rock Stadium, of course, Sunday. The Dolphins try to get one game away from 500 after a disaster there with two out for a month. And now got a chance to get a little bit closer. Matter of fact, they'll have 4 days between games to get back to 6-6 if they can beat the Patriots, and then Thanksgiving night beat the Green Bay Packers, who have a really, really good football team. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I do want to get to this, though, this morning, too. Another little black eye down in Dade County. Like It's in everything else. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that all of a sudden we've had Central, one of our best high school football teams, had to forfeit all their games. And now maybe Northwestern, they're investigating them. We've also seen Norlin and Western forfeit a game for players coming over that in the middle of a football season, leaving one school to go to another one. I don't know if they did it the right way. I don't know if they can do it. I think it's bull crap. I think once you're on a team, you shouldn't be able in the middle of the season for whatever the – I don't care what the reason. You shouldn't be able to – well, I got to transfer because I don't live here. I don't care what it is. You either play there or you're done. You're done for the year. You can't be bouncing from school to school. Like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Seriously, it's gotten friggin' out of control. Maybe somebody, since Tallahassee wants to keep jumping into some of the rules that Florida High School Athletic Association had in place, maybe they should get their ass out of it because they've turned it. They're one of the reasons we're having these problems. The other one is the fifth-year player, as I call him. Too many semesters. And so it happened to Central. And now we got everybody mad, so everybody's turning everybody in, which never used to happen down here. Never used to happen. If you got caught with something, you sucked it up, but you didn't go out and go, oh, no, hell no, we're not the only ones. If we're not playing, your ass not playing. Oh, we don't have home field? And so we got everybody ratting everybody out, which never, ever used to happen. I don't know, all those coaches had one thing in common. They all grew up together down here. All those coaches. I could go through the list of guys, and they all knew each other. They were good friends. Coach Smith, Coach Harris, the whole group of guys. Coach Frazier. And now, so everybody's accusing Norlin of turning in Central. Okay? It's not me. I don't make it up. And now, Northwestern's pissed because they think they've been turned in by Central or Norlin. So I don't know what's going to happen. They're trying to find out if they're going to have a game this week because they got a really good chance to go deep into the playoffs and get to a state championship. Teddy Bridgewater's coming out with comments now, and what are we doing, grown-ups ruining it for the kids? And the only thing I'd say to Teddy, I like Teddy. I do. I like Teddy a lot. Before we go around pointing fingers and the rat stuff and all that, it's true. If you got a guy that's not eligible and you know it, and it's your job to know it, like how many years he's been in high school to he just transferred over, somebody from the principal to the athletic director to the head of Dade County athletic director or the Broward County athletic director, when they see these taking place, because it's embarrassing. It should be embarrassing to Dade County. It should be. This whole thing that our best teams are forfeiting because of illegal players and breaking rules and everything else. So just a bad look. Bad look of stuff that's going on. And by the way, we're not getting any sympathy from the Florida High School Athletic Association. The good old boys up in the north, they're getting. Do you think they don't get tired of every championship? That one year, every championship was in South Florida. You think they want that, and you don't think those guys in the northern part, in the central part of the state are like, they wanted to redo and restructure this thing, and we want all those teams to beat each other up so that, you know, we have a chance to win some championships. And so you're not going to get any sympathy from anybody up north. They love this stuff that's going on down here right now. All right, I'll tell you what I love. I got to get all caught up here, but we do have a lot of stuff. Kim Bocamper is going to be coming in this morning. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. Brian Baldinger will join us later in the show, and we'll get caught up on everything, including a lot of stuff with the Miami Dolphins. We do have a lot of Mike McDaniel stuff to get to here that's been really interesting. Really, really interesting to watch because Mike's been through it all now. He really has. I mean, he loses his quarterback and didn't have a backup quarterback prepared, ready to go. We just didn't. We messed up. But the team didn't quit when they got to 2-6 and they're playing their ass off. So we'll get into all that stuff, man. It's really and a completely different style of football going on right now that's working for the Miami Dolphins. Hey, I'll tell you who else is working. The main man, Anthony Caliendo, spent some time with him last night. Hello, rum and coke. I'll tell you what, the number one business broker expert is ready to take care of you, man. You want to buy a company? You want to sell a company? He's the main man, and he's got buyers standing by to buy companies just like yours. He's a business broker that's ready, can put deals together quickly for you. And I want to let you know, if you've right there at that point, you've had this business for a while, and you're wondering, is it time? Is it time to sell it? Well, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of your employees? You come home complaining to the wife every night or the girlfriend? Probably a good time to go ahead and make that call, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, and speak to Anthony Caliendo so he can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. Matter of fact, the other part of this is a lot of people have no idea what their company's worth. Very normal. Have no idea what that business is worth. The Main Man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation. It's worth up to $2,500. Call him and find out today. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small, nothing's too specialized. And he's got a book full of people looking to buy businesses just like yours.
I wouldn't say that as we, you know, had our exit meetings and whatnot, that this sort of was the notion of what we wanted to evolve into as an offense. It sort of took precedent given what defenses have been playing against us. That would be the reasoning as to why you see a lot more check downs, a lot more, you know, trying to get the ball to open guys within the progression, whether it's the third, fourth, or the fifth progression. So I would say that's just been sort of like a weekly thing. Would we like to take shots? We would. But that's if they present themselves, is sort of what I'm trying to say.
All right, that's Tua Tagovailoa talking about this new-looking offense, man, which has actually been putting up some good numbers and really can't do any better than no punts and no turnovers against the Raiders before pulling away in the fourth quarter like they did. Great on third down, even without a running game, because they haven't been able really to run the ball that well the last two games, but the short passing game, getting the ball, Tua keeping plays alive, getting outside the pocket a little bit, has found some 15, 20-yard gains. But it's you just heard him talking about it. It's about moving the chains right now, man. We've got a bunch of chain movers out there, a lot of guys just doing enough to get first downs and a few extra and going from there. It's amazing. Because, man, you're probably like me out there, like, all right, we'll see year three. What's going to happen with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle this year? And you start adding up there. I mean, they were almost at, what, 3,000 yards, 2,800 yards, something like that, the last couple of years. And between them in yards. So now it's completely different looking. Jonnu Smith is taking a big role from the tight end position, and you can see they're getting more and more comfortable. And I got to tell you, man, when nobody's open to dump the ball off, and they've been doing a lot of it with Achan and Jonnu Smith especially, and let those guys run. So they've had some good success, even when it looks like down the field and Tua doesn't. He doesn't hesitate to throw it underneath. And so you've seen a lot of that. And we've seen some changes in the lineup. A lot of people said, oh, he'll never do that. And you've seen playing time taken away from a few guys. And they actually cut a guy, said nice things about him. So the part that's been really interesting for me has been especially the position coaches who have definitely got the message from the head coach. We don't embarrass our players. We don't do it to the media. We keep everything in-house. I don't know how he talks to the players, but we've seen him say some things. Matter of fact, he just recently came out and said, you're entitled to nothing on this team. Best guys play. Guys that give us the best chance, they know it. And that's the way we're going to do it. So he's listen, Raheem Mostert had 21 touchdowns a year ago. 21 touchdowns. And he is, you know, this thing's been about Achan since the start. Some of it because Raheem was hurt. But Achan is the number one weapon on this team. The most carries, a lot of targets, a lot of catches. He's been one. And then two, if somebody would have told you somewhere between Jonnu Smith and Tyreek Hill, that's where you are. And it's just so completely different than a year ago. But I give, you know, you got to give Mike some credit. Instead of us sitting here, why can't we throw it deep? And he's like, he's made some changes and doesn't listen to us, thank God. And they're completing a high percentage of passes, scoring points. They're finishing drives. And it's looked really good. It's looked really, really good the last few weeks. And they're playing some of their best football, obviously, the last four games, even though they lost the two games when Tua came back to Arizona and Buffalo. You know, had a chance to win both games. They did. They had a chance to win both games. They didn't. So here we are, but they still got a chance. And some of this has to do with some of the teams we thought were going to be really good aren't very good. That's just part of the story. It is. I'm not saying we automatically win. You still got to play the games. But I thought when the season started, Cleveland was going to be a lot better. And I thought the New York Jets were going to be a lot better. And they're not. They're two of the worst teams in football. And we play them three times. We got the Jets twice and the Browns. And you finish the season with the Jets and the Browns, I believe both on the road, if I'm not mistaken. So that's part of the story, too. Not only are you playing better, but you've got some teams that you have a chance to flirt around 500, if not over, which would be obviously a great story. Now, I've been getting hit with this a lot, and I don't mind talking about it. So does that mean everybody gets to keep their job if they finish 9-8 or 10-7? If that happens, you're telling me that all of a sudden the GM and head coach are coming back.
Everyone was asking about that last night.
Everybody. That was the number one question. It's
amazing. It's a great question, by the way.
It is a great question. And I don't.
None of us have an answer, right? I mean, I can't predict the future, but I think 9 wins would bring everyone back.
I can't predict what Tom and Stephen Ross and...
You would have to think if you were a gambling man, if they went 9, you know, they got 9 wins, that they would probably bring these guys back.
9-8.
Just to keep the consistency. I know they like those guys. I mean, what are you going to do, man? The only other alternative is to blow the entire thing up.
So, I'm a little different than a lot of you. I am 100% sold on the head coach. I don't like all the style, and I'm still getting used to it, but I've just seen things and adjustments he's making, and he's not afraid to make some moves, and the team's playing hard for him. Now, so I think he still needs more help at the top. I think we still need to do a better job in the front office. I do. But you're right, Woody. I'm guessing 10-7, 9-8, 10-7. They're not going to get rid of a GM if he wins 10 games.
I think they win 8 games, they'll all be back.
I don't know. I think a lot of
I don't think they want to fire these guys because, again, if you do,
you got to start all
then
over.
Then you
again.
Really do have to blow the entire thing up. You can't just fire Chris and fire Mike.
No,
and,
we have done that, by the way. So.
I don't think any other coach is going to come in here and be like, you know, a supporter like Mike has been.
Oh, that's,
anyone else that comes in here is going to
want to do their own thing. But I think Mike, maybe some of you, I don't know. I haven't really asked. I haven't really anybody tell me Mike needs to go. It's been Chris that everybody, I mean, if we're really to be honest, people want Chris out, and our writers have turned the heat up on Chris Greer too. So I don't know how the team feels about Chris Greer. I have no idea, because really, at the end of the day, the decision is going to come from one guy. Nothing against Tom. There will be recommendations made, but it's going to come down to Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross is going to have to make that decision on what to do with the general manager. And maybe he's still up in the air at this point, wanting to see how these guys play in these last seven games. I will say this. I would think if they go 6-1 or if they run the table for sure, now you're talking about 11-6. That's going to be hard to do. That'd be a hell of a story, right? I tell you what, we go 11-6, nobody's going to want to play the Dolphins in the playoffs if that happened, because you're going to have to beat some pretty damn good teams, and you have to do it on the road. So I don't know about that one, but 10-7 after 2-6, it's hard to imagine you get rid of anybody. And you go, hey, and just think about it. We screwed up on a quarterback. We won't do that again. We'll be better prepared if it happens to Tua next year. Right? Isn't that what you would say if you're the head coach and GM? That's what I'd go tell, and that'd be my story. That'd be my first story that I'd be talking about. But it would be an interesting one. Kim Bocamper's going to join us. He's on his way in. And Adam Beasley, we'll talk to him, get thoughts, because it was, and Woody's right, for our hardcore listeners who were with us last night at the party. That kind of popped up first. Everybody understands, I think, the rest of it. And now you got everybody back, starting with Tua, and see what it looks like. See if they can keep this going. I got to tell you, part of the schedule is very friendly for the Miami Dolphins. Still got to win the game, but it looks pretty friendly. There are some teams, again, what's the biggest disappointment team for you in the NFL right now? What would be number one? Like, if you're looking overall.
There's a bunch of them. Wow.
It's not Carolina. They weren't a surprise.
No. Well, the Jets, obviously, are.
Yeah, that, you got them twice.
Pretty disappointing.
What about Cleveland? Won 12 games last year.
I would put them in there. I'll be honest, man. I think the Dolphins are one of the most disappointing teams in football.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't get off to a good start.
And I know you're going to continue to sell this 7-seed deal, and it's fine. Like, it's fine, but
I'm not the only one saying it. They're game and a half behind, man.
Okay. I hope it happens, man. I hope you speak it into existence. I really do.
No, I don't know if you do, but if Denver if Denver falters, look at it, they keep playing well, won't matter, right? You're going, well, we won some games with that damn Denver. But you look at Denver.
But the bigger problem is this, Joe.
What is?
And we were talking about this last night too. Like, is that the end game? Is that your goal? Is that you want to kind of sneak into the playoffs and be a 10-win mediocre or like a wild card team?
Woody, that's
because look where you're going to have to go if you get in.
So
what are you going to do? You think the Dolphins can go up to? I don't know. What do you a team you want to throw out? Pittsburgh
or Buffalo?
Buffalo. You think they can go to one of those places?
And by the way,
in that time of year in January and get a win. Do you really think that's realistic?
Could go. I don't know how this thing falls out, but yeah, it would be.
Well, those are just hypothetical.
No,
right?
Most likely it would be if you're going by right now, unless some things
change.
That's
fine. A lot of things are probably going to change.
It would be Pittsburgh or Buffalo.
Okay.
In January, yes.
I mean, look, we went to Kansas City last year. You saw that went.
Yeah.
They couldn't even hang.
Woody, it's fair. This thing about putting my bio out.
I'd like to
out.
See him go to Green Bay and get a win first. Before we even talk about any of this other nonsense.
I'm just talking down the road here, man, if you don't mind a little bit. That's all.
Oh, okay. You're allowed to do that with the Dolphins, not the Canes. I see how that goes.
What? What are you doing? Like, you think we're in some kind of competition because you do a show for UM and I do some with the Dolphins? I'm not, man.
We're just
I'm all
two
aboard here,
man. Come on.
I want to see this UM thing really get the playoffs. I do. It's good for business. By the way, it's all good for business, but I do understand Dolphin fans are going, and what you just said, like 7-seed ain't working for me, Joe. 7-seed's not working, man. I go, well, 7-seed at least going somewhere in the playoffs is better than nothing, but you're right. It shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't be able to take that resume and go, look at that. We got the 7th spot, Mr. Ross, and then he goes, yes, let's go to a cold weather and play.
Problem is, man, 24 years of the same result, like, it leaves you the optimism just kind of don't know, man.
You go 7-seed.
I get some people are optimistic, and that's fantastic, but, like, 24 years is the same.
You go
same result.
You go 7-seed, and you lose, and when you get home, you go, wow. After all said and done, and what has happened, and all the changes and everything else, we're in the same position we've been in. I don't disagree with that. You're a pro. I don't. Anyway, I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'll tell you one thing to help put you in a good mood. If you've got low T and ED, I did. And thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. Sex drive is back. God, my energy level's been great. Played tennis, walking an hour, tennis an hour and a half. I sound like I'm bragging. It's not that I'm very good or super fast at anything anymore, but I got to tell you, man, it's great. It's great to be able to work out and just feel so much better. Atlantic Men's Clinic just works, man. It works. For the holiday season, I've been telling all these guys, like, look, tell your wife this is what you're going to do. Tell her you got yourself a gift. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. If you know you've got low T and ED, you're constantly tired, sex drive is gone, nothing's happening, and you're just thinking, well, this is the way it's going to be. It doesn't have to. That's up to you, man, because Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it, knock it all out. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. You'll get all your testing done. They'll have the results within 30 minutes. They'll sit down, explain everything to you, and then you decide what you want to do. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Hey, Joe Rose said to give you guys a call. Can you set something up? I'd like to come down. So the holiday season, I have more energy. I'm feeling great again. It's happening to men in their 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Doesn't matter what age you are. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, sorry about that,
no,
man.
No, that's fine. Before we get back to it,
we're giving you a quickie. Go ahead, man.
Your what?
We're giving you, you know, a lot of time. Oh, man, okay. Sorry about that.
Anyway, we have the Jason Taylor autograph football, courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union.
Oh, my God, today's the day, the fourth day.
It is. It's the fourth and final day. We'll be giving out clues every day through Thursday. On Friday, when you hear the cue to call, if you're the first call with all 4 correct clues, you win. It is sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Join today and empower your money to do more. Today's clue is Hall of Fame. 3 words, Hall of Fame.
Okay, so when, this is the day, so somebody's got, oh, I've been writing them down, I got the fourth one, now what?
As I just said 10 seconds ago, we will do this on Friday, every day through Thursday, and then on Friday when you hear the call.
Today's Thursday, that's why I don't know what you're saying.
On Friday, which is tomorrow, when you hear the cue to call,
there you
if you're
go.
The first caller, just read this, with all the correct clues you win. I know we're both a little rough from last night, but I did say that.
You're a little feisty today. I'm probably a little feisty, too.
You're all right.
All right. Got some nice Cam Ward stuff going. They're showing the 2025 NFL draft order.
Oh, God.
And they got Cam Ward up there. It's hilarious.
Jags, Browns, Giants, Raiders, Titans,
which teams?
Pats.
Talking about Cam being one of the first two quarterbacks going.
Yes, most disappointing team. Now how about number 9? Dallas. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They're a mess.
Yes, they are. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Woody, go
ahead. All right, man. We had this weird story about the high school coach is sitting in class.
Max Edwards, yeah, yes. I know Max. I know Max very well.
It's a weird story. I don't know how you want to address this.
So last night there were a couple of high school coaches, people there.
Uh-huh.
And it came up. And I said, damn, man, I've been a huge Max fan, you know, because they tried to run him out. Remember during the pandemic, he was practicing with his team?
Yes, I do, actually.
And somebody turned him in.
I didn't know that was. Yeah, that's. Yeah,
and that was Max. Huh. And I was like, so you're trying to get rid of him because he's keeping kids busy. So because school was out and all that stuff and he's practicing with his team. I said, that's ridiculous. And I said something to a guy at Day County that kind of runs a lot of things and has some say-so. And, well, I go, no, man, you guys, if you're trying to get rid of him, like, just get rid of him, but don't use that. And now, you know, this has happened after taking the Jackson job. So he's done, though. That's a weird one, by the way. It's the video in the back. Somebody's taking a video while he's sitting there.
No porn in public, man. Take it home.
Take it home, bro.
That's why they put, you know, NFSW, not safe for work, or NSFW, not safe for work.
Anyway. All right, I'm done with that story. Go ahead. What else?
All right. Man, we had the Sixers' big three finally get together last night, Joe. It lasted all of three quarters.
Who got hurt now?
Paul George played 17 minutes. He scored 2 points, and he hyperextended his knee or something. So anyway, that is the end of that big three for the time being. We don't know.
Boy, they're digging a hole. Last, if they do get it together, they are digging a big fat hole.
Yeah, and by the way, they lost to the Grizzlies last night by 6. No Ja Morant in the lineup, and they still found a way to lose that game. It's a tough situation.
I fell asleep right at the end of the Milwaukee game. I don't know if they were.
Last night?
Yeah. I don't know if they
were. I have the scores up here.
Yeah, that's right. Don't worry about it. What else?
They beat the Bulls 122-106.
There you go. All right.
You asked.
Tight ball game. What else?
Bucks are 6-9. 6-9.
All right.
All right. ESPN is reportedly canceling Around the Horn in the summer of 2025. It says here underneath, it says it's unclear exactly why the show is being retired. I have not, in my 38 years of life, ever met anyone that enjoys that show. So I don't know. I'm just saying, man. I don't know.
I'm not a fan of the show either. I like the show on a 5:30. But 5, yeah, I'm not. I'm a guy.
You're a fan. I apologize.
No, I got, and I'm with you. That thing is, it's kind of like they put in the boxes. Hey, who's got today to come in and join us? Anybody not working today? We'll put you in there.
Strange deal there. But yeah, that's one of those that will be canceled here coming up here. It looks like they're redoing their entire afternoon hours or whatever. So we'll see.
How about that TNT show going to ESPN?
Yeah, it's cool.
That is.
Whatever keeps it alive, man. As long as ESPN doesn't ruin it like they ruin everything else, I will be good.
Not a fan of ESPN, you are.
Their studio shows for their coverage of sports in general are pretty horrific.
Come on. What do you mean?
Did you watch the basketball coverage last year? Yeah. You'd turn the games on in the playoffs, and you would get there, and you'd be like, oh, my God, please be on TNT. Please be on TNT. You're like, damn it, ESPN, Michael Wilbon and Stephen A. Smith, and the Knicks are the best thing in the world.
I got news for you. Stephen A. wants to get on the football. I heard it. Now he's politicking to get on. You're like, you know, I do all these shows with football guys every day. I want to get on that show.
It's funny, like, they fought like that. That was their thing. They were going to dig in heavy on that shtick with the New York thing, right? Like, the Knicks thing. That was going to be their heavy thing that they were going to do.
Can they do any more New York than they're already doing between the Jets and the Knicks?
Oh, no, they dug in on all
They've
that stuff.
They've got their head so far up the ass of those teams, it's unbelievable.
They really do.
And by the way, apparently when you work on national, it's okay to tell everybody how much you love your team. And we live and die with your highs and lows.
Well said.
Greeny.
Well All right. said. Our last one here, Joe. We got another baseball coming up for auction. This is actually a really cool baseball. This would be Freddie Freeman's walk-off grand slam from game one of the World Series. Pre-sale estimate of $1 million plus. It's actually caught by a 10-year-old
for a
kid.
For a first home run? Million?
No, this was the walk-off.
Oh, the
grand
walk-off.
Slam.
I'm
Remember
sorry.
Game yeah. one? The Yankees yes. were winning.
You're right. Freddie
limps up to the plate.
But that's still a lot of money. I mean, these don't happen very often in World Series, but.
Yeah, well.
Boy, you catch a great moment in a championship, and you got something worth money, huh?
Yeah, someone wants it in their home. They'll have a shot at it here. Yeah, it was a 10-year-old that caught the ball.
Boy, Freddie got hot, man. Freddie got hot at the right time.
Yeah. Maybe we'll take a field trip to Taiwan one day. We'll go see the Ohtani ball.
I doubt it.
No? It's not on your trip list there?
I'm fighting. My wife's trying to get me over there for a vacation to get me to go overseas. I want to do all our vacations here.
Huh.
How do you feel about that? You like?
I don't even have a passport.
All right.
If that helps you.
That says enough. We're good.
Look, man, I got two young kids. I'm not traveling anywhere far anytime soon anyway.
No, you're not.
We get lucky. Like, you know, we've done Charleston. We just got back from, you know, Tennessee.
Yeah, those are good trips. They're fine.
Yeah. Not a whole lot going on there, but it's fine.
All right. Well, listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Adam Beasley's going to join us. We got the big fella, Big Bo, coming in. Brian Baldinger is going to join us. I'm guessing Bo got caught in some nasty traffic. the unknown of the traffic.
I heard we have a little controversy regarding Bo in his hometown.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Did you hear about this?
No, but I know you did something. You better make sure he's in a good mood. He was with us last night. Hey, I got to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage this morning. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a first-time home buyer, he's going to take care of you and get you qualified quickly so you can get that home. You found something you like, and you want to get the best rates. You want to just get somebody that's going to be all over it in 7 days a week. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 35 years in the business right here in South Florida, man. And whether you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze can take care of you, too. And, boy, I'll tell you what, from everything from living in a condo right now and all those costs keep going up, interest rates are higher, insurance rates keep going up, now HOA fees, oh my God, what a scam that's turned into. HOA fees, people are going, I can no longer live, poor people that on a set income every month, so now they're turning to credit cards just to stay alive every month, and that's not the answer, 28, 29, 30%. So let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. One of the things he's been doing a lot of is helping people just like you out there. Reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. If you're 62 or older, you qualify, and all that equity you have in your home you could probably use. Michael Kotze can get it for you and do it quickly. Hey, the guy's working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.